name is Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Each episode of Enkindle will feature a short scripture reflection to help you and your family dive deeper into the Word of God, allowing you to better prepare for Mass on Sunday and also develop simple, concrete applications for daily life. Today, we'll be looking at the readings for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 21st, 2020. Let's pray. Lord, today we pray that you would help us to not only know that you are here, but to truly believe it. Help us to not just know about you, but to truly know you personally. Help us to trust you and see that everything that you did for others in Scripture is what you want to do for us too. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. What are you afraid of? No, seriously, what are you afraid of? Think about it right now. And if you feel comfortable, tell someone in your family. Now, what would your life be like if you weren't afraid of anything? Think about that for a second. What would you do if nothing made you feel afraid? For me, I think it would be really exciting. I think my life would probably be really different than what it is right now if I weren't afraid of anything, which makes me realize that fear probably plays a bigger role in my life than I care to admit. When I was a little girl, I was out in my backyard playing one day, and I was out there with my brother and sister, and I accidentally walked into this giant sticky spider web. I didn't see it. I didn't notice that it was there, but it was really gross, and it stuck to my face, and little bits of it were kind of blowing in the wind and kind of tickling me. And so there were no spiders on me, but it felt like there were lots of spiders on me, and I was terrified. I was very afraid of spiders, and I totally freaked out. I ran screaming into my house, and as I was coming in the back door, I tripped and fell, and I busted my lip wide open, and I was absolutely terrified that there might have been a spider on me, so I didn't even care about falling and my lip. I went screaming to my mom, and I don't even think I realized my lip was bleeding at first because I was still so freaked out about possibly having a spider on my face. But my mom checked me for spiders, no spiders, and then she, you know, gave me a hug and offered me a popsicle because popsicles fix a lot of problems. And then she asked me if I wanted to go back outside and play, and I did. I did want to go back out and play. My brother and sister were out there. Our neighbor friends just came over, and it looked like everyone was having a ton of fun. And I really wanted to be out there, but I was too afraid. I was too afraid of spiders. I was so afraid that I would walk into another spider web or that somehow another spider would get on me. And I was terrified. And my mom even went out in the yard, and she said she checked for spiders and didn't see any. She assured me that it was safe. But I didn't listen to her. I listened to my fear. And because of it, I really missed out. When we look at the gospel reading for this coming Sunday, we see Jesus encouraging his disciples to not be afraid. And this is actually really common in Scripture. I read somewhere that in Scripture it says over 360 times, "Do not be afraid," or "fear not." I've never actually counted all the times, but I think that's probably pretty close to being true, if not exactly true. Jesus and God in the Old Testament as well are constantly saying, "Do not be afraid, fear not." And in this particular passage for this Sunday, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid of anybody. Don't be afraid of any person." Now, he knew that the disciples were feeling very afraid. They didn't even necessarily say that to him, but he knew they were feeling very afraid. And it's because Jesus had told them to go out and tell other people about himself. He wanted them to go out and talk to others about what they had seen him do and what they had heard him say, the miracles he had worked, just the wonderful and amazing things he had done. He wanted them to go share that with other people because he wanted everyone to know about it. And as much as the disciples agreed and believed that Jesus is awesome and wonderful, and yes, everyone should know about this man who is the Messiah, they were feeling really afraid. They were afraid because their brains were telling them that this was too dangerous and it was too risky. They were worried that people might think they were weird. They were worried that people might not like them if they talk about Jesus. They were worried that they would lose friends if they talk about Jesus. They were really afraid that people might get angry and want to harm them or even kill them if they talked about Jesus. And unfortunately, all of that was true. All of those were real risks that the disciples might have taken if they were going to go out and talk about Jesus. But here's the thing. Jesus actually knows better than our fear. Jesus is God, and God knows way more than we do. So even though God made our brains and he made them good and he gave us fear as a way to help keep us safe and prevent us from getting into danger, our fears don't know everything. They don't know the future, and they certainly don't have power over the future. But Jesus is aware of all the details. He knows the future. He knows the past. He knows all the things, and he actually has power over all of it. So when he says to his disciples, don't be afraid, he's not telling them to stop feeling afraid. He knows that none of us can control our feelings. He's saying, I know how you're feeling. I know that you're afraid. I know everything about you. He even says in this gospel, every hair on your head has been counted. Can you imagine that? Like, I can't count the hairs on my own head, but somehow God knows exactly how many hairs are on my head. That's crazy. He knows us so well. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And so Jesus is saying, you don't have to be afraid. I know you so well. I know how your brain works. I know how you're feeling. I know all of it. But I'm inviting you to trust me. I'm inviting you to trust me more than you trust your fear. I'm inviting you to trust me more than you trust your fear. Jesus is inviting us the same way he was inviting those disciples 2,000 years ago. And he's inviting us to remember that he knows everything. He has power over all of it. He wants what's best for us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. He has bigger plans than we could ever dream for ourselves. He knows everything and he has power over all of it. And so when he says, it's okay, don't be afraid, he knows that it might still feel scary, but he also knows that it's going to be okay. We don't have to listen to our fear. Now, he even gives us the help that we need to do this. And that help comes in the person of the Holy Spirit. Remember that after Jesus died and rose from the dead and then ascended into heaven, 10 days later, he sent the Holy Spirit. And it changed everything. It changed everything for the apostles. The apostles were sitting in the upper room. They had just spent 3 years of their life with Jesus, but they were still afraid. They were in the room feeling afraid. And the Holy Spirit came, and suddenly they were given strength to do things that they weren't able to do before. They were given strength and power to go out and proclaim all that they had seen Jesus do, all that they had heard Jesus say, everything that Jesus had done for them, the truth of it all. The Holy Spirit was a game changer for them. He might not have made their feelings of fear go away. We don't really know. They might have still felt afraid, but he gave them the power and the strength that they needed to do what God was calling them to do anyway. This is the gift of courage. Now, courage does not necessarily mean that our fears go away, our feeling of fear goes away, but it does mean that we have power and strength to do what we need to do, even if we're feeling afraid. So let's pray for that today. Let's pray for a gift of the Holy Spirit that even though we might be afraid to tell other people about Jesus, even though we might be worried about what people will think of us or if we'll lose friends or if people will get angry or we'll offend someone, let's really pray that we would know exactly what the Lord is asking us to do. Lord, who do you want me to tell about Jesus and how do you want me to do it? Right? There's a certain way that he's asking us to do it. And then, Lord, give me your spirit so that even if I'm still feeling afraid, I have the courage to do it. I have the courage to stand up for what is right. I have the courage to do what I know you are calling me to do, even if I'm feeling afraid. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are the one that Jesus sent to help us. You have the power to help us do hard things and to help us be strong, even when we feel afraid. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come into our hearts so that we might know what Jesus is asking of us and have the courage to actually do it. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. Don't forget that you can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/inkindle. And be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family to grow in their relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.